Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint, the show that guides you to and through retirement. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we are going to talk about how to get income in retirement. You might phrase this in a different way. You might say, how do I get my money? How do I pay myself? Where do I take money from in retirement? It's a common question that you have. Today we're going to try to give you some answers to get you started thinking about retirement income. So it's kind of a crazy concept, right? Because all these years you've been working, someone else has generally written your check, unless you work for yourself, and it's come maybe once a month, every 2 weeks, typically fairly reliable. And maybe even if you're not in a commission-based job, it's the same check, week after week after week. And then all of a sudden, the W-2, your W-2 wages go away. So today's topic is, how do I get paid in retirement? We always say every week that in retirement, income is the outcome, and without income, there is no retirement. So before we get into today's topic, I want to cover two things that are critically important. One is kind of sound the economic tornado warning out there. All right, living here in the Chicago market, we've got clients that listen to us in Madison and Milwaukee and, you know, heck, even over in the Quad Cities and that. But, you know, this time of year, you start hearing those tornado sirens, right? There's a tornado watch, tornado warning. So today, I want to sound the economic tornado warning. And second, I want to introduce new listeners to myself and my firm because we have a very growing, large base here at AM560. So I'll introduce kind of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and then we'll talk about getting income from your retirement. So first, since this is a show about retiring with dignity, protecting your lifestyle, and also being tactical on how you approach investing in retirement so you can participate in some of the market gains, but more importantly, minimize those potentially life-changing losses. I want all of our loyal listeners to hear me and be diligent about some of the economic facts, kind of the canaries in the coal mine, if you will. We are heading for a recession, a soft landing, hard landing, who knows? Just understand it's coming. And the time to prepare is now. We've got a nice bounce to start the first quarter of the year and get back some of those losses from 2022. But I need you to understand it's not over yet. There are more shoes to drop. And loyal listeners of the program know that I'm not an alarmist, right? I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm very optimistic on the economy, on capital markets, and just life in general. But I need you to understand this, and I want to share some information with you because this is going to impact whether we ever speak or not, how you should manage the rest of the year for you. So the Fed is going to remain diligent fighting inflation with higher interest rates for a lot longer than most people expect. The only reason they'll be forced to cut interest rates is due to something breaking in the financial system and the economy. So everybody that's hoping for lower interest rates sooner than later, I just want you to be careful what you're wishing for. So if you're looking through the windshield and not the rearview mirror, the Fed looks through the rearview mirror, and that's why they kept raising rates. If you're looking through the economic windshield, you're going to see that the manufacturing indexes are below 50, which means they're contracting. The service indexes recently reported 51 when they expected 54. Doesn't sound like it's a big drop, but it's the lowest level since March 2020 COVID shutdowns. Small cap indices have round tripped in price from where they were trading before March 2020, had a huge rally, and 3 years later, they're all the way back down to those lower levels. Residential real estate prices are softening. Commercial real estate concerns about defaults are rising. The yield curve, which is short-term rates versus long-term rates, inverted, so it looks more like a slide rather than a ramp, 9 months ago, And that's always a strong recessionary signal 9 to 12 months later. And despite the Fed raising interest rates in March, bond yields, treasury yields, going out 2 to 10 years, actually dropped even though the Fed raised interest rates. So here's likely how the next 60 to 90 days is going to play out. The S&P 500 companies are going to start reporting their earnings expectations for 2023, and they're going to start revising them lower. And if earnings are going to be lower than the market's currently expecting, that means stock prices are too high right now. So right now, the market is expecting S&P 500 earnings of around $220 for the year. We think, from our economic analysis and earnings revisions that we expect coming, are going to be about $205 to $195. It might be more realistic. So that's mainly because of the Fed rate hikes haven't shown up yet. It typically takes a good 6 months or so to show up in the economic data. We also think banks, with the recent Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and some of the issues going on with regionals, banks are going to tighten their lending standards, which is also going to slow the economy. And you're going to start seeing unemployment ticking higher. And that puts a market, in our estimation, 15 to 25% lower than where we are right now, just to be able to justify those lower earnings. And that is a recipe for an unhealthy stock market and an unhealthy economy. So what should you do? Position yourself for the upcoming recession now. Get more conservative, get income focused, things like individual bonds, not bond funds, but individual bonds, fixed rate insured investments, and more conservative dividend paying stocks if we're going to remain in the market. That's going to provide you yields close to 5% while you wait, and they likely won't blow up when the market blows up and you're officially in a recession. The sky seems like it's falling. But the good news, though, if you prepare now, you limit the almost certain damage, and you're going to be in a position to take advantage of the next market drop and use it to your advantage rather than just get hurt by it. So why isn't your broker 401k company talking about this? The reason? Nervous birds leave the nest, right? They want you to be content, stay put, charge your fees, and when, not if, when the recession comes and markets drop back to their October lows, they can tell you, just sit tight, market always comes back, buy and hold. But they're making you waste the most valuable asset you have as you're getting into retirement or you're already retired. They're going to make you waste your time. Wait 2 to 3 years just to get back to where you are today. There is a better way, and we're happy to show you here. Give us a call, set up a 15-minute strategy call, and our fiduciary advisors will actually show you how to mitigate this upcoming recession and minimize the upcoming damage so you can prepare to take advantage of it. If that interests you, if you're a little concerned out there, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822, or even go to crystallaketax.com for more info. Now, a quick introduction for those new to the show. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. So what's the difference between a wealth manager and maybe just your investment broker? An investment broker just talks about investments, tells you the value went up and down, shows you some charts, just hang in there, but adds no real value. They just sell you stuff. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, but structures your portfolio so your income's coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market's going up. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to potentially save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessarily involuntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners on staff, a CPA and full tax team on staff, and we work with a legal team in-house to coordinate the investments, the taxes, and the estate planning all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people have an investment broker or an insurance agent. And as you approach or are in retirement, what you actually need is a wealth manager. Most people have outgrown their broker. You don't need somebody just selling you stuff. You need somebody that can coordinate all of these things together. So let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are going to be taxes. So if your broker doesn't give you tax guidance, it might be time to upgrade that relationship. So just wanted to kind of share with you kind of where we come from each week on this show. And now for today's topic. I said earlier that you spend the last 30, 40 years working for a paycheck, and then all of a sudden the paycheck stops at retirement, and now you've got to figure it out. How do I get income from my investments? My savings for the next 20 or 30 years. Money's got to last me almost as long in retirement as I spent working for it. And it seems like it really doesn't settle in until you get really close to that retirement time frame. At least that's the kind of conversations that we have. So we put together the written income plans, and if you come to us, you're 5 years out from retirement, we show you how much money you can expect to receive and where it's going to come from. And that doesn't really resonate with clients because you're still 5 years out from retirement, not even really thinking about that. You still got 5 years of this W-2 income coming in, and you know exactly what you're going to get most of the time and where it's going to come in. So you really don't think about that level, even though it's written on a piece of paper right there in front of you in our Retirement Success Blueprint plan. But as you get closer to this retirement time frame, and you really start to realize, I know I'm not going to work anymore. You know the employer checks are going to go away. You know you need income specifically now. Where is this money going to come from? Is it going to come from your IRA? Is it going to come from the 401k? Is it going to come from your Roth? Is it going to come from a trust account you have? Where is the income coming from? Is it going to come from other accounts that you have? That's one of the biggest challenges. People say, I know how to accumulate money, right? Head down, work, save, save, save. But as I get towards retirement or in retirement, where's the income going to come from? Especially in years like last year when the market goes down, not up, right? It's going to allow you to accomplish your retirement lifestyle that you've been dreaming about, but all that takes income. So there's a lot of factors that are going to go into where should the income come from. And that doesn't even take into consideration yet in this conversation, you know, how do you maximize Social Security? When should you claim? When should you not? Or maybe even a pension that you have. What survivor benefits should you accept? This often leads us into a more detailed conversation as people approach retirement and they get closer to retirement, where that income is going to come from. And that's one of the neat things that we do for families and individuals we work with. We develop a plan. We call ours a Retirement Success Blueprint. We hand it to people. We show them right there, starting with the IRA, or we're going to start here. We're going to work with this account first because of tax reasons. Again, all that complicated stuff that we put together for people, they look at it and just go, oh, yeah, that all makes sense. I see how it's going to work out. We explain it to them. Let's say someone doesn't have a written income plan. Let's say they're sitting there at home. They got some life insurance, an IRA, 401k, maybe a pension, maybe a 401k at another employer. They're getting close to retirement. And they have to turn that stuff into income. Well, it does have to turn into income. Heck, that's the whole reason you've been saving all these years. We have these conversations all the time with people who don't have a written financial plan. They'll listen to a podcast, they'll listen to a radio show, they'll take advantage of that 15-minute strategy call we always offer, and they'll tell us, you know what, Mike, I don't have a plan. I just got a junk drawer of stuff, right? I got stocks and bonds and annuities and life insurance, 401ks and pensions and all these things. But I have no idea how they actually all work together. What I really need is not for somebody to sell me something. I actually just need a plan. Because one of the questions I'll ask is, what have you done from a retirement planning standpoint? And most of the time, they'll just lift off their investments. Oh, I got a 401k, I got an IRA, I got this individual account, I bought some stocks over here. Folks, that's not a plan. As you get closer to retirement, you start to realize that that's not a plan. Those are the vehicles that are going to allow you to deliver the lifestyle you want potentially. Now it's about how do you organize all these vehicles in a way that's going to allow you to have the lifestyle you want when you can retire with confidence, but also have a lifestyle that you're going to need and want for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. We're having these conversations with people who don't have this plan put together, and I'll ask them, how do they come about the decisions that they've already made? And how do they plan about the decisions that they know they need to make going forward, right? The same strategies that got you here aren't going to be the same ones that give you a successful retirement, give you successful income in retirement. And this is where the conversation will lead to those general rules of thumb. People will reference the 4% income rule, which is really now the 3% income rule. They'll reference some calculators maybe they use to their 401k provider. And they're trying to use all these different tools, but none of them take an actual snapshot of their own situation. The problem with all those different tools and what they're realizing and the reason that they're calling is they're not accustomed to them. And they don't give them a complete picture of what their retirement's going to look like from an income standpoint, from a tax standpoint, from a long-term care risk standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint. They're really laser focused only on one component of their plan. And people realize, or they start to realize, that they have to take a more comprehensive look in order to make sure they're making the right decisions for them, the right decisions for their family, and so they're confident and feel really good about those decisions that they're making. And guess what happens when you Google retirement income? there's about 50 retirement income calculators that come up. And I thought, well, heck, let's check it out. Let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's see what I can learn from a retirement income calculator. You know what I learned from a retirement income calculator? I learned I'm going to be short of money when I retire. I went through this calculator, put in all the details, all the things, answered all the questions that it was asking, and then the output said you're going to be short at your projected retirement date. And that's part of the experience that most people have when they go through these calculators. It's not that the calculators are bad. They're not. They can be useful. What we find, though, is that you're just incomplete. A very small amount of data to produce a large outcome. Unfortunately, what it does a lot of times, it'll lead people feeling that they're short or they got to work longer, even if they already have enough. Sometimes it leads people to improper decisions based on this very brief questionnaire and this outcome that seems so real, because what in that case, what it shows you is how much income you need with inflation and an assumed return rate at whatever age you wanted to retire. Then there's how much income you're going to need to be able to deliver those resources with those assumptions. And more times than not, it just leaves people feeling not very good. So when we sit down with families and individuals, it's not just four or five questions that we're asking. We need a lot of information to help people develop a true retirement income plan. And that conversation starts with, what's your retirement lifestyle dream? What do you want to do in retirement? What kind of activities do you want to pursue? Do you want to travel? Do you want to buy a motorhome, travel the country? Do you want to chase your grandkids around? What do you want to do in retirement? Because that's going to give us the ability then to more accurately determine how much retirement is really going to cost you. Because if you're already 10 years or 20 years or 5 years out from retirement, you can kind of guesstimate what it's going to cost you, right? All of us know life changes quickly, though. And even if it's not dramatic changes, your ambitions change, your goals change. So what you want to do with those changes. And also cost of goods, services change as well. So we can kind of guesstimate, or you can kind of guesstimate, what you're going to need in retirement, but we have to be able to plan for the contingencies, the what-ifs. What if it costs us more to do this? What if it costs us less? What if we're trying to retire and the economy's not doing well, or the market blows up 50%, your portfolio's down 40%? How's that going to impact your retirement? The conversations that we have start with, how does your retirement look like to you activity-wise? Then we build in a plan around how to accomplish that, taking into consideration all those factors that should be considered. And many times these factors that you haven't considered because you don't know what you don't know. You've never retired before, most likely. And so it's easier to understand what pitfalls could be if you've retired 1,000 times. And with us, we've helped hundreds and hundreds of retirees over the last 22 years. So we vicariously live through our clients. And we can know what questions to ask you. We can kind of goad you along the way to say, this is what it looks like. Have you thought about this? And the funny thing, folks, none of those are investment decisions, right? Those are lifestyle questions. Those are tax questions. Those are healthcare questions. Those are estate legacy questions. The investments that your broker only wants to talk about is such a small part of everything, yet they make it all about everything, which is why you need a wealth manager when you're getting close to retirement in retirement. Something that takes a look at the full picture, just gives you the confidence that you're going to be okay. So I mentioned earlier that we do a 15-minute strategy call, and we want to make sure you talk a little bit more about that. It's a 15-minute complimentary strategy call. You can go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Right there, there's a calendar. You can click on it and book a call. It's a great opportunity to talk to a fiduciary advisor about your situation and, you know, schedule it for another time, like next week or so. We know how you want to spend your money in retirement looks different than your neighbor. We know that your Social Security amount looks different than your neighbor. Your investments are different than your neighbor. Your retirement is not cookie cutter. It is specific to you. A 15-minute strategy call is a great opportunity to talk about what your retirement vision is. We know that families and individuals we work with have a plan for all this income. Let's say someone out there listening doesn't have that plan yet. They're just kind of starting to think about retirement, or they don't know where their income's going to come from, because that's what we've heard. Our clients, families, individuals we work with say that they've got that junk drawer of investments. Not that the investments are junk, just that they're disorganized, maybe a lot of them. So if you want to get that 15-minute strategy call, you can give us a call, 866-316-0822. And by the way, when you make that call to set up the 15-minute strategy call, before we go to break, because this is a show about your retirement income and income is the outcome, I've put together what I refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. The Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and a companion report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. We'll mail it out to you at our cost. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. No cost, no obligation. We'll get that out to you. Touch base with us anytime. We're heading to break, but we'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate. And avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind?
The clients get that statement that says, yeah, the average return's been 7, 8%, whatever it is. And they go, for who? I've gotten about 3% or 4%.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. With offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Let's go IRAs, right? That kind of common retirement savings vehicle that people have. Let's say you got a couple IRAs. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What are some tips around that? We'll cover that. It's not necessarily good or bad, but as you approach retirement, as you age, and as you go into retirement, what people are looking for is simplicity. Most of the families that we work with, they got a couple IRAs or IRA 401ks, or they have an IRA at Charles Schwab or Vanguard or Fidelity or something like that. Right? They're looking for simplicity. And they're getting all these various statements and having to deal with all this different communications and keeping up with all these different custodians that become problematic because they're trying to simplify their life, not complicate it. So it's not necessarily good or bad, but it can definitely be more chaotic. So part of the value of putting together a written financial plan is to take inventory. Take inventory of everything you have and then figure out a way to make your life easier as far as managing all that different inventory. And then as part of that, it's also how does this inventory now work for you? How does this junk drawer of investments, and I think it's about as all we're talking about, kind of like a puzzle. When you're putting a puzzle together, you lay it all the pieces on the table, you flip them up, you make sure they're right side up, and you start putting the puzzle together. But as you put the puzzle together, the picture of the puzzle starts becoming more clear. Then finding the right home for these other pieces becomes even easier and a lot more clear. So eventually you got this beautiful picture, it's all complete, whereas you used to just have a bunch of pieces on the table. And it's the same thing with your financial plan, with that junk drawer of investments. You can put these different pieces together to make your retirement puzzle more clear, and it makes your retirement ambitions more probable because now you have an organized, written plan with an organized inventory that we're all working together to help you accomplish what your retirement vision is. So let's talk about 401ks, one of the most common retirement savings vehicles people are using. When I sit down with families and individuals, I talk to people that are usually 5-10 years out from retirement or they're already retired. A question I get is it common to have 401ks that are left with an old employer or even just to have several 401ks? And the answer is, unfortunately, it is very common. And this also goes back to simplicity. When you leave an employer, your life is changing, and sometimes it can change quite a bit. Maybe you're even moving and changing location. So there's a lot going on. The last thing you want to think about is someone, you know, that can just stay as is. So you've been accustomed to your money being underneath that old 401k plan for 2 years, 5 years, 20 years even. Leaving that alone and then handling all these other important things to you isn't uncommon at all. But then when you get settled into your new position, maybe your new job, new location, it's still just easy just to leave it behind. Then you leave that job and the same thing, you leave that 401k there. And over the course of your career, you may have accumulated two, three, five multiple 401ks out there, and you just find yourself having these multiple 401k plans down the road. It does make it easier to consolidate into an IRA. It's not like the money's going to grow faster because it's in five pots versus one, but it can make it easier. Once you go through retirement, you hit different phases. So 73 now is one that comes to mind. At 73, you're now required to take what's called a minimum required distribution or a required minimum distribution, RMD. This is from your pre-tax accounts. The IRA RMD rules are different than 401k rules. As an example, if you have two different IRAs, and let's say your total RMD for these is $5,000, that's what you're required to take out and pay taxes on. You can take $2,500 out of each of the two IRAs. You can take $5,000 from one. Government doesn't care. All they really want you to do is take it out. But now let's say you got two 401k plans. Same RMDs required of $5,000. Well, you have to take $2,500 from one, and you have to take $2,500 from the others. You can't put them together the same way when you have multiple IRAs. So you have to make sure your RMD is taken from each one of these. And these are little nuances that not a lot of people are aware of, and it can create some havoc as you age and go into retirement. Because if you miss one of those RMDs, it's typically a 25% plus penalty on that amount. So if that amount was $2,500, you didn't take it out, now your penalty alone on that could be another $750 or $725 just for the penalty, and you still have to take out that same $2,500. So consolidating those accounts can just make it more simple as you go through retirement. Another advantage to consolidating these accounts is typically when you roll them into an IRA, inside an IRA, most of the time, you just have a lot more choices than you do inside your 401ks. But there's good and bad to everything. One of the good things about rolling a 401k to an IRA is you're not limited to the investment options that your employer or former employer chose in the plan. So as you look at that 401k plan, you might have 20, 30 different funds, right? But the problem with that is most of them are just aggressive stock funds with some very, maybe three or four bond funds in there. So how do you get more conservative as you approach retirement or you're in retirement if a majority of them are more risky stock-based type funds? Underneath an IRA, it's very much unlimited. You can invest in almost anything you want under an IRA. It's more likely that you can create a portfolio that's more likely to fit your retirement needs, your risk, your income needs, as opposed to the 401k, which really had very limited investment options in it. So let's also go back to the 401k and fees. I think maybe there's a misconception that you've heard a few times that, you know, my employer's paying the fees inside the 401k. And that's why I want to stay there. I saw a study out there not long ago. I'm probably going to get this number wrong, but it was a high percentage. Let's call it 60% of people that underneath a 401k plan didn't realize that they're actually paying fees. Part of that is because of the complex nature of how the fees are charged with 401k, because the employer has their set of fees. They have the plan administrator fees, and they have to pay a custodian, and that's like the Vanguards, the T. Rowe Prices of the world, the people who the firms actually house the money. But all these companies have to make money, and the employer will typically pay those expenses. But all those mutual funds, all those investments that you're using inside your 401k, those actually have additional internal fees that basically are your fees. So if a mutual fund fee has 1%, you know, let's say the average internal fee of all the mutual funds in your plan are 1%, and you've got $500,000 in that plan, you are paying about $5,000 of fees, and you may not even know it. You got $1 million, you might be paying $10,000 in fees and not even know it. So it appears as if you're not paying fees just because you don't see them, but you're paying fees with the investments that you have, and you just want to make sure the level of fees inside those. So one, does it make sense for you to have those same options available within that plan? You know, so are they suitable for where you are at this stage of the life and what you're trying to accomplish? A lot of people want to get more conservative as they approach retirement, and a lot of times you just can't do that in the 401k. And secondarily, are you aware of what all the fees you're already paying inside that plan, And are there more cost-effective ways to do that? So those are all important things that you want to consider within your 401k. And there's another thing even with the 401k. If you find out, hey, Mike, I would like to get more conservative. I would like to reduce my fees. What are my options? Because I'm still going to work for this employer for a few years. One option is if you were over 59 and a half, you have the option of doing called an in-service rollover. An in-service rollover says I'm over 59 and a half. I'm plan on continuing to work, but I'm allowed to roll the vested amount of my 401k balance into an IRA. So let's say you're going to transfer your 401k over to us, but you're going to keep working for the company and you're over 59 and a half. You've got $1 million in this 401k, $900,000 is vested. What that means is you can do an in-service rollover for the $900,000, put it in an IRA, and then we build a plan out and decide how should it be invested, how do you get income off of it, how do you do it more tax efficiently, all those kind of things we talk about every week. How do we reduce our fees, all those things. The other $100,000, since it was invested, would stay in the 401k, and you can continue to make contributions just like before into the 401k, still get the employer match, and essentially nothing's changed except for you removed the vested portion of the 401k into an IRA, into investment choices that might be a little bit more suitable for you at this stage of your life. So if you've got any questions on that, feel free to give us a call, go to the website, and we'll be happy to answer any questions to see, does that even make sense for you for what you're trying to accomplish? Because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome. I want to give you an opportunity to get your retirement success toolkit. A retirement success toolkit got a few things in it. Why? Because you need more than one thing for retirement. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve. A paper, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. The Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by giving us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. We even cover the postage for you. 866-316-0822. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial advisor with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And one of the questions we receive all the time from people who are just starting to build their plan with us is that they have these what we call legacy life insurance policies, right? The policies they got into when they were 20, 30, 40, 45 years old to cover mortgage expenses if one of them were to pass, cover college expenses when the kids were still home. And now, for other reasons, guess what? The mortgage might be paid off, the kids have already left the nest, but they still have these policies. And their question typically is, do we still need it? Do we still need this life insurance policy, whether it's a term policy, a whole life, or some other kind of policy? The answer to that question is a little different for everybody. Even if you don't need the death benefit, maybe there's another value to you in maintaining that insurance. Maybe there's not. That's part of the benefit of having the customized retirement plan. It's going to show you, does it make sense to keep the life insurance policies you actually already have? Does it not? If it does make sense to keep this policy, how are you going to use it in this next phase of your life that is different than how you were using it in your prior phase of life? See, once they see that, once they actually see it, let's keep it, and here's why, or no, let's not keep it, here's why now you're making these decisions. You're making them with a high level of confidence and understanding of here's why you're making these decisions. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say if you kept it, what would be the same reason to keep life insurance policy? Well, it depends on the type of policy. Let's take the term. You brought up a term the way that most term policies work. Let's say it's a 20-year term. You bought it at 50. You're now 60, 10 years into it. The term insurance is very inexpensive based on what you could buy now that you're 60. So maybe it's $600 a year for $500,000 of term insurance. The $600 a year that you're paying is not impacting you negatively in any way. If one of you is to pass away, well, that's $500,000 of tax-free money that's now infused into the survivor's retirement plan. So you might look at that and say, I don't really need the death benefit like I did before, but it's so inexpensive. It's like $50 a month. So why not just keep it in case you hold it for the next 10 years and something bad happens, right? But now that $600 over 10 years is going to be $6,000. At that point, you're going to let it go because you don't really need the death benefit. And now it's just so much more expensive to maintain it, and it's not worth it to you. That would be an example of where you might want to keep it just as a backup plan for a surviving spouse. because it's low cost. Now, with a permanent policy, maybe have some cash value that's built up underneath it, you can take out a policy loan to take tax-free income in retirement, and that might be a reason you decide to keep it. Even though the death benefit isn't important anymore, you could use it for tax-free income. Here's some an example of why you might want to get rid of it. Let's say on a permanent policy. Permanent policies are typically more expensive because the insurance company knows that they're going to pay at some point as long as you keep paying those premiums. And maybe the premiums are even more expensive than what you want to be able to pay at this phase of your life. And maybe the performance of that permanent policy really didn't keep up with what you thought it was going to do. And that's pretty common. That's probably the most common example we see is they buy these whole life policies when you're 40, assuming an internal rate of return of like 8%. They're thinking, you know, I'm going to have $1 million in cash value 20 years later. And now 20 years later, they look at the statement and it wasn't anywhere near what they expected it to be. Yet they still have these expensive insurance premiums. And if they do a calculation going forward, what they identify is that things continue the way that they are. This policy is actually going to lapse in 15 years. So the policy outside the death benefit really didn't accomplish what they were trying to do from an investment standpoint. So why not just take whatever's left in that cash value, walk away with it, and let the policy go? So what does that mean when a policy lapses? When a policy lapses, it means that you no longer pay the premiums, which say, let's say it's a $500,000 death benefit. If you're no longer paying the premium, if you were to pass, then nobody's going to get the $500,000. Basically, your contract with the life insurance company expires, so it just doesn't exist anymore. Now, before we go into break here, I want to give you an opportunity once again to get the Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a lot of things in it because, as we've seen doing this over 20 years, you need a lot of things for retirement. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, which is all about our financial planning process. A companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? Complimentary, no cost, no obligation. Raise your hand and ask for it, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes, spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate, and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, I think we've covered some good tips on what you could do with some of these investments that you've accumulated in these working years. So let's talk about getting paid. Who doesn't like to get paid? I like to get paid. Let's say you're retired. W-2 wages have gone, and now you're writing the paychecks to yourself. There are some logistical things around this that are really good to know, and this is really exciting time for people now that we're on the doorstep of retirement. You're on the doorstep of retirement. You're trying to figure out, where's this money really going to come from in retirement? All these years, you've been working hard for your money, and you've been disciplined. You put money away. You've been a diligent saver. Now, this is the time frame where you no longer have to work hard for your money, but you want your money working hard for you. You still need that money to be deposited into your checking account every month. You need some supplemental income. Well, as part of your retirement plan that we build out for you, we call ours a Retirement Success Blueprint. It needs to spell out in detail where this income is going to come from in good markets and bad. Let's say you need an extra $5,000 a month. You're 62. Do you take Social Security because you could take it, or do you wait all the way up until 70? If you're single and it's just your Social Security, it's a different decision. It's a different calculation than if you're married and you're worried about a survivor benefit, right? There's 81 different ways to claim Social Security between you and your spouse. So should you take it at 62? Should you both take it at 62? Should one of you take it early, one of you delay? There's all different options. If you're single and it's just you, you don't have another income to depend on. It's just you. If you add up your monthly payments from Social Security over the course of your lifetime, if you're single, it could be well over $500,000. If you're married, it could easily be over $1 million. It is a big decision you're making, and you want to make sure you're doing it right. Should you take your Social Security? Should you delay? What kind of income do you need from your investments? If you have an IRA, a pre-tax IRA, a Roth IRA, should you take it from the IRA or the Roth? A combination of these things? These are all considerations that what you need a real income plan, a real financial plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. Not only does it cover the investments and the risk, but also covers where's your retirement income from? Which accounts do you take it from? How do you do it in the most tax-efficient way? How would you pay for a healthcare event, like long-term care if you needed it? Do you have your estate plan in place? All of these things are the real questions that you need to ask as you're going in this next phase of your life. So when we're working specifically with families and individuals on this, we're walking them through how we're getting paid in this process too. And I have to explain some stuff about custodians and things like that. And we're going to go step by step. And these aren't questions that they're asking us. These are questions that we're bringing to them. Again, you don't know what you don't know. If you don't have to set this up or never set it up before, sometimes with all these things, some of these details can slip through the cracks. So yeah, we're walking them through all this and making sure as it gets set up. So the custodian is one of those questions that we get because there's a lot of room for confusion as far as who's actually managing your money. The custodian is who's housing your money. So let's say it's Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade. All those are custodians. Typically, they're not actually managing your money. Yes, you could have, you know, a Schwab mutual fund or a Schwab money market or something, but that's a different job than who's actually managing the money. The custodian is where you log on, see your accounts, they send you account performance, they send you your tax statements at the end of the year, and it's not uncommon to have a custodian who doesn't have anything to do with the performance of your money. It's different managers who are actually driving the results of your performance. Then the families and individuals that work with a retirement planner get their money into the checking accounts from these custodians. So let's say they got $1 million under their Schwab IRA, and you need $5,000 a month from that IRA. So that $5,000 a month is going to be directed directly from the IRA into your checking account. So it should be set up almost as a direct deposit. So basically, you're getting a paycheck from yourself. Then on the first of every month, you got that $5,000. Right? So if you want to break it up, you can. If you want to take it lump sum, if you want to take it every quarter or 6 months a year, however you want to do it, we can get that all set up for you. You don't have to worry about waiting for a check by the mailbox. We take care of it. There's a lot of anxiety that goes into this transaction, not only from all the detail that you've included with making your lifestyle so you can continue the same lifestyle in retirement that you have now, which is some of the things that we talked about today, but there's also an emotional aspect. You've been working 30, 40 years, and now all of a sudden you're not. Even if you're really, really looking forward to it, there can be some anxiety with all these moving parts. There's a lot of tangibles that we provide, but the intangible, the most beneficial intangible that we provide for our families, is just less anxiety involved with all these financial pieces of the puzzle they're trying to fit together at retirement. And what's nice is that the team members here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we do this several times a day. They know exactly what to say, how to ask the right questions. Because I'm even thinking on a personal level, I kind of even just hate calling and making an appointment for myself. I find trouble making time for that, let alone calling Schwab or a place like that to have an answer, complicated questions, setting all this up. So it'd be great to just say, yeah, could you do that for me? I mean, what's the number one reason for not going to the doctor or the dentist? It's a hassle. Picking up the phone, making the time, being intentional, saying, I need to go see you for this. That's also why we see from a retirement planning standpoint, some people just see it as a hassle. But once you do finally pick up that phone, once you actually make that call and you get that appointment scheduled, that strategy call with us, you feel better. It's on your calendar. You know what's going to happen. You're now committed to improving your life and your family's financial life going forward. And it works exact same way here. Once you finally build your retirement plan, we call ours a retirement success blueprint. Imagine the anxiety that just kind of washes away once you have that plan in place and you see how all these moving pieces work on behalf of you to help you achieve your retirement goals, to get you the level of income you need in retirement, and you know you're legally paying the least amount of taxes at the same time. That's what we see all the time once we have our family's plan built. And that's the most fun part for us, is just watching that anxiety wash away and now seeing the confidence and the clarity that our clients have knowing they've gone through this process. There's a lot of emotional meetings that we have. We keep Kleenex on each one of our conference tables just because of tears of happiness a lot of times, tears of joy. They finally get to see how they're going to live this next phase of their life. That's a very rewarding part of what we do. So instead of calling custodian or your old 401k provider, some of those calls that aren't really a whole lot of fun to make, a fun phone call is to make a 15-minute strategy call with us. That's a lot of times where we start with people. We start with, what do you want to accomplish? What does your vision look like? Where are you at right now? Where do you want to go? And can we help you fill those gaps? So if you're 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement, and you're already retired, and you said, you know what, Mike, I need something else. I'm not getting it from my 401k company or maybe even from my existing advisor. I've kind of outgrown them. Then that's why you want to give us a call. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. As I mentioned earlier, I often get asked all the time, Mike, how is your firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, different from the broker I'm working with now? And it's pretty simple. It's our business model. We are celebrating 15 years as an independent financial advisory wealth management firm for Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We are wealth managers. So the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker, an investment broker just talks about your investments, tells you, hey, they went up or down, hang tight, you know, buy and hold, but adds no real value. They just sell you stuff. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right risk allocation, but structures your portfolio so your income's coming from interest and dividends. In my book, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? You don't have to hope the market goes up to get income off your investments because it's coming from interest and dividends. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you how to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care, and a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning. How can you potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime? At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, and a full tax team on staff. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate the investments, the taxes, the estate, all under one roof. If you're not getting that, you deserve that. If you've been a successful saver over your life, and you're getting close to retirement or in retirement, you said, hey, I'm concerned about the markets, I'm concerned about taxes, I'm concerned about where my income's coming from, I want to protect my principal, I want to leave a legacy, that's who we work best with. So before we wrap up this week's show, this is a show about retiring with dignity, protecting your lifestyle, being tactical on how you approach your investing in retirement so you can participate in some of those gains on the way up, but minimize the potentially life-changing lessons. Earlier in the show, I shared kind of an economic outlook, and I want to share it again because it's that critical for anybody that joined late. I want all of our loyal listeners to hear me and be diligent about some of the facts, some of the canaries in the coal mine, if you will. We are heading for a recession. Soft landing, hard landing, who knows? Just understand it's coming, and the time to prepare is now. We've got a nice bounce to start the first quarter of the year, get back some of those losses that maybe you had in 2022. But it is not over yet. There are more shoes to drop. The Fed is going to remain diligent in fighting inflation with higher interest rates for longer than most people expect. The only reason they will be forced to cut interest rates is due to something breaking in the financial system or the economy or both. So everyone hoping for lower interest rates sooner than later, be careful what you're wishing for. If you're looking through the windshield and not the rearview mirror, you will see manufacturing indices are below 50, which means they are actually already contracting. The service indices recently reported 51 when it was expected to be a healthy 54, which is also the lowest level since March 2020 COVID shutdown. Small cap indices, small companies have round-tripped in price from March 2020 before COVID all the way up and then all the way back down nearly 3 years later to the same levels. Residential real estate prices are dropping. Commercial real estate defaults are rising. The yield curve, which is the difference between short-term and long-term interest rates, inverted about 9 months ago and is a very strong recessionary signal. Despite the Fed raising interest rates in March, bond yields on bonds 2 years plus actually dropped. Here's likely how the next 60 to 90 days is going to play out. S&P 500 companies are going to start reporting their earnings expectations for 2023 for the year, and many of them are going to be revised lower. If earnings are revised lower than the market's expecting, that just means stock prices are too high. Right now, the market is expecting S&P earnings of about $220 for the year. We think 205 to 195 is more realistic. As the Fed rate hikes for the last 6 months begin to show up in the economy this summer, banks tighten lending standards, which make it more difficult to get loans, and unemployment starts ticking higher in other industries. That puts a market lower by our analysis of 50 to 25% lower from where we are now, basically maybe getting back close to those October lows just to justify those lower earnings. That is a recipe for an unhealthy stock market and an unhealthy economy in front of us. So what should you do? Position for the upcoming recession now, get more conservative, get income focused. When we talk about income focused, individual bonds, not bond funds, not bond ETFs, individual bonds. And we talk every week, why individual bonds? Fixed rate insured investments, lock in a 5% plus return right now, and more conservative dividend paying stocks, so that these are going to provide you a yield close to 5% income yield while you wait, and they likely won't blow up as much as the market does when we are officially in a recession and the sky seems like it's falling. Now, there is good news. If you prepare now to limit the almost certain damage, you're going to be in a position to take advantage of the market drop and use it to your advantage rather than only get hurt by it. So why isn't your broker or 401k company talking about this? Nervous birds leave the nest. They want you to be content, stay put, charge your fees, and when, not if, when the recession comes and markets drop back to their October lows, they can tell you, sit tight, you're already down, market always comes back, buy and hold, and then you waste the most valuable asset you have, which is your time, waiting 2 to 3 years just to get back to where you are today. There is a better way. Let us show you. Give us a call. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Let our fiduciary advisors share you how we mitigate the damage and minimize the upcoming damage to prepare you to take advantage of it. Schedule that 15-minute strategy call. Let us know where you are, where you're trying to go, and we'll share with you some of the strategies that might make sense for you to legally pay less in taxes, but also manage your risk, and also how to get more income off your retirement without touching any principal. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Before we go, because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, I also want to share with you the opportunity to get our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Get the Retirement You Deserve. Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? And a third piece, 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. How do you get this complimentary retirement success toolkit? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. If you want the 15-minute strategy call, just let them know when you're ordering your toolkit. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.